96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's a Sports Friday, the 4th of August, 2023, and Eric Sawyer III is going to be joining us via Zoom this morning. He's busy at work. It must be the most important work day of the year for Mr. Sawyer and all of his colleagues. It is fun day. It is fun day, and I know even though it's fun day, Mr. Sawyer has lots of responsibilities, and so we're hoping that he can join us this morning. But in his stead, I have a studio full of people, and we're going to have a great sports conversation. The song we opened the show with is called, I think, Rush Out by Vividly Val, one of the most talented performers in the country, Renaissance woman, acting, music, comedy, production, just super talented. But let's get the show started. The Central Bank of the Bahamas is pleased to announce the extension of its rebate program to Solomon's food stores and fresh markets. Today, Friday the 4th of August, Central Bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Solomon's Yamacraw location. Show your sand dollar and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show their sand dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. The rebate special goes on throughout the month of August, and starting Monday, I will tell you all where the new location is for next week. But take advantage of rebates today at Solomon's Yamacraw. Okay, now on to our on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. Remember the rules to the game. You can only play once. If you won before, you're no longer eligible to win again. Every day for the next 2 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win up to $300 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and information. If you get the answer correct, don't hang up. I'm going to transfer you back to the producer to ensure we have the correct information. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. So here are the numbers to call. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. The text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Remember, texters, your wallet information must be in the text with the answer. Must be in the text with the answer. Here is the first question of the day. Who is the world's fastest man? Who is the world's fastest man on track? Because I know the fastest man on the sea. His name is Jerry Roker, and that's why we can't find him in town. They're very fast, fast, fast. Anyway, the first question of the day, who is the world's fastest man on track? Who is the world's fastest man? Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. I've got a studio full of people, and one of them is my cousin. One of them is my real cousin. The rest of them is my other cousins, them. Joining us this morning are representatives from Mirror Mirror Mentorship Sports, Arts, and Technology Program. And they've got some big things coming up in the next couple of weeks. Now, okay, so sharing mics. You have to speak directly into the mic. And I may need to grab my headphones back from you. So let's start to my right with Ms. Melissa Allen Maynard.
Thank you, and good morning, Bahamas. Thank you, Erin, for having us on your show.
Absolutely.
It's certainly a delight to be with you. Of course, we are here today just to tell you a little about the Roots of Change Foundation, mm-hmm. BAM, and of course, the Mirror Mirror Program. It's a sports mentorship and arts program, which is designed for at-risk young boys between the ages of 11 to 16. Most of the boys are from urban areas, as well as the homes, Rightfully Home for Children, Nazareth Home.
Okay.
And they are part of this program, which was, it launched for 1 week. And after the first week, then we go into a mentorship program with local as well as international mentors who will mentor these boys for the next 1 year. And the program will continue for the next 2 years, whereas we'll be tracking these young men. So we will have data on these young boys to see exactly where they're at, what they're doing, what we can change within the mentorship program.
And what they need, most
importantly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And to my right again.
Hi, good day. My name is Caden Jones. I'm one of the mentors at the Mirror Mirror program. And my main initiative kind of being there is just talking to the youth about their emotions, getting in touch with their emotions, being respectful of your spaces, of yourself, of your time and other people's, and kind of just becoming better young men so that we can grow the Bahamas into a better place.
One second.
Just want you to know that Caden is our youngest mentor that is in this for this program.
So imagine that your youngest mentor's soft skills that young people need for personal development, things like spatial awareness and emotional intelligence, right? So that they can develop a sense of self, a sense of place, right? A sense of space that they share. Coach O.
Just to piggyback off of that, Caden's also an author. He's a bit modest.
Very much so.
He should have squeezed that in there to talk a little bit about that book.
Speak directly into the mic.
Yes, I published an anthology of poetry, prose, and drama titled 18 for $17.99 on cadenchristian.com. That's CadenChristian.com. The book is $17.99. Please enjoy.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, we have to swing back around to that, absolutely. Coach O.
My name's Olin Smith, former national team, starting point guard for the Bahamas 3 years in a row. The current minister of the Bahamas used to be my coach, Mario Boleg. A lot of the things that was implemented via sports instilled in me where you could use those tactics in everyday lifestyle, and that's what we bring to the mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
Every action have a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Every fundamental detail of the sport, you transition that into your everyday challenges. And those are the things that I take on firsthand with leading the boys into their everyday lifestyles.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to your right mm-hmm. is Mr. Dorian Missick.
Your cousin.
Now listen, guys, he's a Missick and I'm a Mitchell. We all come from Turks. He was my family before he became famous. I just want you all to know that. Okay? Yeah. All right. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. My name is Dorian Missick, descendant of the island, and I'm an actor in Los Angeles who's here helping out as a mentor, as a part of the Mirror Mirror program. Perhaps you've seen me in the television series For Life or films Annie, Nine Rides, or the television show Luke Cage. Tend to stay pretty busy, but I think the main reason why I'm here right now is because I think that it's important for the young people to see all of us from different aspects of the arts and different aspects of jobs that have made it outside of the island, because I think it's important for kids to see that if you can touch someone, you know, touch Coach O, you know that this is a possibility, that they know a young author. You know, these things are important for in terms of kids in their dreams.
Right. When kids are unable to imagine a new world for themselves, being able to connect with people who have created a new world, mm-hmm. carved out a new path for themselves, they can begin to now create their own vision. Right, because they are connected to someone who's done the same thing.
A real sense of self.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Not, definitely, building dreams is very important.
Yeah.
You know, because when you can see a world bigger than the one you exist in, you can reach for those kind of things.
Now, before we move on to our next guest, right? Luke Cage is filled with action and martial arts, right? You did a lot of fighting, right?
Yeah.
How much of your Bahamian martial arts of dashing? Did you know that we have our own martial arts styles here? One of them is called the conch style.
For real? No.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I need somebody from the martial arts community to call in.
Yeah.
Brian Beckford, if you could call in and show this boy a thing or two. Bahamian martial arts. But, you know, to bring parts of yourself, right, into that space and then realize that everything that I developed within me at home is valid.
Right.
Is not just valid, is something that only I can bring to the space.
Absolutely.
And then makes me valuable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And if kids start with that, knowing that, right, look at this play, my cousin, mm-hmm. right, from another mother. Mm-hmm. right. He did it. He brought parts of himself, all of himself,
right.
Parts of which are Bahamian. And that was what it needed, you know?
Definitely. And what we also did was, we have a diversity of mentors. Mm-hmm. We have, for example, we have a Rami Shramaj. And Rami's mm-hmm. actually is a scientist from North Carolina that actually was a part of the Rand Flea home.
Okay.
So he's here to give back. You know, we have Renard Henfield. And, of course, we all know Renard Henfield, senator, lawyer.
Community activist who started One Carmichael.
Yes.
Right. We march as an offshoot of that.
It is.
In an excellent community-based program that was modeled by a number of constituencies, right? All before we marched in.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, man.
And he's there. He's giving back. He has pledged to be a three-year mentor. We have Maurice Pete Allen, who is actually 29 years in North Carolina as a civil engineer. He came back and he's giving back. So we have Jadian Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, Jadian Miller is a life coach. He is mm-hmm. a sports yes. Mm-hmm. So
I think one of the things that connects with the skills building and the soft skills building for young people who have dreams that are bigger than the Bahamas, mm. one thing that sort of scares them is, how do I be my full self and still be able to connect to the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how I go off and go to North Carolina and I put in 15 years of work, I'm scared because I don't want to then forget I'm Bahamian or Absolutely. Lose my connection. And so this is a great space for young people to also experience how you can be larger than the Bahamas mm. and still be an integral part of the Bahamas as well.
Giving back, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And to my left, my other real cousin.
real. So Rowena Poitier Sutherland. I am one of the coordinators of the Mirror Mirror program and vice president of Roots of Change.
Mm-hmm.
And man, Aaron, thank you for having us. I'm electrified today. I mean, this is so bigger than all of us, what we're bringing to this country. So I'm pleased to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
pleased to share exactly what we're doing. Like everyone said, just to kind of recap, I want to give some context. Melissa and I were brainstorming. You know, this is her vision realized, and I'm happy to be a part of that and to support that. But, you know, we're both in the activist space, especially during the lockdown and COVID. We saw so much domestic violence, and we helped children who were in domestic situations. And it was like, okay, we do these things for years continuously. How can this be holistic? There's so many things going on, but how do you bring that together? What can we do? What can be our contribution? And we came up with Roots of Change. We said, let's formalize this. And Roots of Change is an NGO here in the Bahamas that exists to empower, support, and create safe spaces for children, youth, and women, with an end goal being to have a series of safe homes across the archipelago of the Bahamas. And of course, we want to work with organizations who are putting in the work, who've been doing it. And we are a part of many of those organizations. And so we sat down with experts around the world. We have a consultant who is the former deputy director of social services for the state of New York. We have Erica Lockhart Allen, who has designed a curriculum for us for this program. So I'm coming to that. Long-winded.
No problem.
And so how do you execute this mammoth task? All right, so we have the organization. We have our goals. We've done projects, and we said now the next step in this large vision is to implement sustainable and measurable programming. I myself am an activist in the space for women. I have been, brought the vagina monologues here. You know, I am woman, hear me roar. And we thought, okay, Let's get to the boys, because boys become men.
That's right.
And so Mirror Mirror was birthed.
Yes. And we were looking at statistics. You know, we were tentatively about to partner with one of a very, very prominent men's group. And of course, challenges arose. Ro became busy. I was turned left, right. And I always believe that in life, when you have obstacles or a setback, it's for a reason and a purpose. Mm-hmm. And our purpose was because we were supposed to be doing this Mirror Mirror program. And what we did, we say, hey, Ro, look around. At that point in time, we were probably at 45 murders. And we said, Ro, listen, who are doing these? Men. Yes, it was happening to men, and as well as men, of course, inflicting harm and damages on women. So we decided that if we can just reach one young at risk, we can save many lives.
Absolutely. In the women's rights space, there's always this question, well, what about the men? Why aren't women focused on men? And women's rights advocates say, listen, we are doing work, and we can create a space for you to do the work that you think is important.
Exactly.
Right? And so there's no hogging up of space.
Definitely
right?
not.
This is one of those, I like to call it Obeah, but apparently that's against the law,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Now
but
listen, it's the Cat Island woman over here.
Right. It's Obeah. You would think the more people you put into a limited space, you know, right, the space closes up and it's finite. But this is Obeah. The more people that come into the space expands.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, Erin, Ro and I, we take a back seat. They are in charge.
Step up. Yeah.
They are in charge. We may be the face, but we are behind the scene. Mm-hmm. Because these young men, these young at-risk young men, need to have a male figure in their lives to be positive, to show them, hey, listen to me. It's okay to cry. It's okay to hug. It's okay to say, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's okay to say, hey, guess what? I'm challenged. Mm-hmm. It's okay to say, I am going through. So we step back to a job on ground.
And it's okay to say, I have wants and desires that I don't know how to fulfill.
Absolutely.
Right, and I need to figure out how to manage that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So with Mirror Mirror, it's a safe space for them. So they're allowed to express themselves. They're allowed to, you know, we call it the circle of truth. Mm-hmm. You sit in that circle and you are able to say, hey, listen to me. Ask me a question, and I can't tell you a lie. I have to speak the truth to you. And we want communication. We want to build a holistic approach, as Ro said, with these young boys.
Pause, because in many instances, we forget that parents often force adulthood on their children, but then demand that they become children when it's convenient to them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
These are the pressures of life. Mm-hmm. Parents have difficulty balancing that. When I need you to be an adult, and when I require you to be a child.
Mm. Absolutely.
Right? And so parents lie to children.
Yeah, we give them mixed signals,
right.
You know, it's not, okay, then this is how it is, this is how we need to be, this is how I want you to be at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't, then you're back to a child.
Right. And so this circle of truth, I imagine, can be a great space for vulnerability.
Yes.
And then for older men to say, look, your parents gonna lie to you. Eventually, you will get old enough to understand why they feel compelled to lie. Right?
Absolutely. And Erin, the thing about it is, we have just a team of persons. We have our psychologist that is on board.
Yeah.
We have counselors. We have medical doctors. So we are well equipped to handle any circumstance that arise with these young boys.
Building the whole man. Yes.
Go on.
And speaking to vulnerability, in my book, I do talk about authenticity, transparency, and vulnerability. And that's what I planned on talking with the young men today after we're done here. And I think that when it comes to vulnerability, that's one of like the main things that we need to talk to young men about. And about women's issues and how you were talking about, it's also women's rights
mm-hmm.
issues. I think helping young men is also helping women.
Right.
Because through helping these young men, we make sure that women have men that are able to be faithful to them, loyal to them, and able to feel comfortable having kids with them.
And honest, right? Like
and
when
honest.
When
yes.
faithfulness
mm-hmm.
is impractical, improbable, and even impossible,
mm-hmm.
honesty, right, is required. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Building the whole man.
The whole, like yesterday, I had to sit in the circle of truth. And of course, you see my head is bald.
Yeah.
So one of them said, I need to ask you a question, but I don't know if you're going to answer me. So I said, go ahead. He said, I can really ask you this question. I said, yes, you can. He said, why is your head bald? Are you sick? And I said, no. So I had to explain to him during COVID, you know, my hair was on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I felt boxed in. I felt strangled, couldn't get out.
Mm.
So it was like heavy on me. And I said, you know something? I cut my hair low. So for me, it was liberating.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a sense of relief. And mm-hmm. I explained that to him, and he looked at me, oh, that's why you cut your hair. I said, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And for homes where there's a single caregiver in the home, not a single parent, but a single caregiver mm-hmm. in the home, and that caregiver is a woman, there are spaces young people, boys in particular, require vulnerability and that experience. But for a single female caregiver, sometimes it's difficult to be vulnerable and still see yourself as a disciplinarian.
Yes.
And so young men in particular can really use access to other men.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that experience of vulnerability.
It's like yesterday, they were playing basketball, and one of the kids, he was going hard at it, and he tripped over the bleachers. My instinct as a mother is to run over there.
Yeah, to
Coach
tell her, come
Instinct,
back.
Who was like Melissa, leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was outside. Okay,
going?
I'm
right?
gone.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, that showed me, listen to me, I selected the right men to do this job.
Yeah, she was going over there full speed.
Full speed.
Like, no.
I think all of the females were there.
Yeah.
But to piggyback off of some of the stories, those stories were so real. I wasn't in the circle, but I went around the circle. Just to kind of hone in on one or two, because a couple of the boys in the beginning of the week were showing a different sort of trajectory on what their mannerisms
mm-hmm.
were like.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they're laughing, they're making
That's
friends.
Right.
They actually go out of their way to talk to people now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shell or wall that was up on day one is slowly coming down.
It's coming down, mm-hmm. yeah.
So the connections, I feel, are so real that they can see that they can open up
mm-hmm.
and they can ask questions.
And they can trust it's
exactly.
a safe space.
Yes, it is
exactly.
a safe space.
Yeah.
And we say, you know, what happens here stays here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a lot of young men are unable to trust that it's a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, like, the support, I want to take a moment here to say that our friend, Mr. Caden Jones,
yes.
is related to Mr. Kai Jones. After the break, we're going to have a story. See, I got a story for you, Coach O. Okay. I got a story for you, Caden. And I can only imagine Kai Jones, Bayman, NBA player, Charlotte Hornets. I know it's the Hornets. He, for Independence, the 50th Independence, the Golden Jubilee, Mr. Misick, he, as a national ambassador, welcomed the newest phenom into the NBA, Wemby Banya. With, he posterized him. He spectacularly dunked on him, right? And so I sit here every week, and if I have an opportunity to bring it up, I bring it up, right? Let's celebrate Kai. And then I forget, right, that Wemby now is also a part of this dynamic. Mm-hmm. And that Wemby, as a new NBA player, has to manage these soft skills as well, like vulnerability. And that post, right, that poster, we in the Bahamas, that's our poster. We also have to remember that's Wemby's poster too. Yes. Right, and that he is also vulnerable, you know, in that space. But I see we have a caller on the line. Caller coming right now. Caller, break. When we come back from the break, give us the details. What do I need to do to get my son, my nephew, my grandson involved in this program? Or if I think somebody I know would be an excellent mentor, how can I connect them to you? Caller, you're on the clock.
Morning.
Morning.
What's going on, Aaron?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Sawyer. This is our co-host on our sports section. Mr. Sawyer, we have a cadre of people in the room. I wish you was here.
Oh, yeah, plenty of people.
Plenty people. Listen, we've got Caden Jones.
All right.
Author, mentor.
Okay.
We've got Rowena Poitier Sutherland. We've got Coach O, and we've got Dorian Misick. This Sawyer, this boy.
Oh,
from
wow, standing room only.
He from Luke Cage.
Okay. But you're in this movie then.
He take the Bahamian martial art form of Dashin and Kong style.
To Hollywood. Way to go. One thing about the Bahamian now, we can make it.
Yes, sir. Even if we can fly Bahamas here the whole way there, we can make it.
The whole way there, we can make it. Your bags may not come when you reach, but you can get there.
Absolutely. So, Mr. You stay on the line. We are going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, the details about the program, and we're going to get into some sports news. I'm going to get their take on what's happening in the local sports scene. You guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me. And
no, ma, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Grab your camera. Capture the spirit of the Bahamas and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We'll be right back.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio. You're in the On the Clock Sports segment. Producer, wait until the international sporting world realizes that Junkanoo music is our superpower. Like, wait till they realize that's like yellow yam for the Jamaicans, huh? They're gonna ban it. Remember, in the World Cup last year, a number of the South American teams brought a secret weapon with them, a herbal drink. I think we know it as yerba mate. Anyway, buddy, next year, next World Cup, they banning that. They are not allowing that into the World Cup. Same thing with Junkanoo. As soon as they find out, there will be sanctions. There will be sanctions. Okay, let's get into the details for parents, for students. How do I get my son prepared? Can you help me if I know my son should be there, but I'm not quite sure how I go? Like my 15-year-old, 14-year-old.
Well, Erin, in terms of the Miramira program, it's not open to the general public.
Okay.
We were able to get social services to come on board, and they provided us with these young men.
Yes, we've also included the children's homes. So this is really a pilot program.
Okay.
Right? And so we have, and we're measuring this. We want to see how it goes and what we need and how this can be sustainable for the boys so that it's impactful. And so we have a cohort of 24 boys as our first cohort.
Okay.
However, we will have occasional events like at the beginning of our camp where they're getting to know their mentors. We allow them to come and play some ball, meet our mentors, have some food, have these types of opportunities. And we intend to do more events like that. So if you want to know how you can attend our events, how you can learn about what we're doing, talk to us about maybe what's going on in someone who's close to you in their life and that they need to be a part of the next cohort, we encourage that dialogue. And you can email us at rootsofchange242@gmail.com. Also, if you want to donate to the program, this first cohort, this is a 3-year sustainable program and we need the support. So please reach out to us and dialogue.
Absolutely. And by support, like if you had a mango tree that was like 5 years old, right? And it only needs 3 more years until it start bearing, donate one of them to the program here. Yeah? Donate one. Just throw them all in. Okay, numbers to call. And email contact information.
You can call 826-5714. That's Melissa Allen Maynard, founder and coordinator for the Miramira program.
Okay. And this is for people who want to support the program.
Yes.
Because I'm going to throw out a little sports story in a second. I just want to announce we have a winner for the first question. The fast is Usain Bolt. His fastest time is 9.58. It's an adjusted position. I don't care. I see 9. I don't know. I don't know what adjusted position means. I don't care. 9.58. That boy fast.
Yes.
It's the yellow yam. They're going to sanction the yellow yam. All right. I'm going to throw out the second question for the day. It's just as simple. Who is the world's fastest woman on track? On track. You said Shawnee Miller, right? Right. Yeah, they always say it's the 100 meters for fastest. I say you should run that like the 10,000 meters. That's how you should assess the fastest person, the 10,000 meters. So the second question, who is the world's fastest woman? 3236232 3254316 3254259 2423005720 for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. And our text line powered by BTC, 422GR96, that's 4224. If you text, your sand dollar wallet information must be in the same text with the answer. Okay, so I'm going to read through some local sports stories. I'm glad you guys are in studio with me. The first one I'm going to start with, you all know Coach Yo? We all know Coach Yo, right? Throw the mic. Coach O, you know Coach Yo.
Yeah, I know Coach Yo. She was in, I think she's in set with my sister, Sarita Smith.
Okay.
And I played, coming up, I played with her nephew, I believe. They had Tajmon Thompson.
Okay.
Huge representative for the Bahamas. We love what she's doing with Ole Miss. And even before that, we just love seeing the things that she's been doing, and I'm happy to see that she's getting on board with a lot of the local kids, not only in Grand Bahama, but she has moments where she's in the capital as well, and mm-hmm. hopefully we could kind of do something throughout the other islands.
Absolutely. In fact, so Cochio was just, she just received the Golden Gavel Award from Toastmasters International, right, which is a big honor.
Well-deserved.
Yes, absolutely. She's been coaching for 10 years, back-to-back, two different institutions. She has brought Ole Miss to the finals mm-hmm. twice, back-to-back, first time in 18 years, right? So she's really caused a shift in the program there. But they got even more exciting news about Coach mm-hmm. Yeo. Mm-hmm. Coach Yeo is hosting a free basketball clinic August 13th, called No Ceilings mm-hmm. in Grand Bahama, right? It's going to be an awesome opportunity. Grades from kindergarten to grade one, grades two to four, grades five to six. Each participant is being asked to come properly dressed in basketball gear, loose shorts, loose shirt, proper tennis and socks, and they're asked to bring their own basketball. So now I have an ask. I'm asking people who can support the program to show up with basketballs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Erin, the public, the community has been so generous to Roots of Change. We would like to donate 5 basketballs for this cause. We believe in giving back.
All right.
I think that this is an excellent program to be giving back to.
Absolutely. I'll find the contact information for their program and share it with you guys. But if you are in Grand Bahama or if you are in New Providence and you know when the boat leaving to Grand Bahama, put a basketball on the boat.
Absolutely.
Show up at the camp if you can lend the balls until the end of the camp and you get your ball back. That's fine. Please support the young people and support parents who are trying to support their young people. Now, back to you, Mr. Caden Jones. Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
You see this story on the 1st of August in the Nassau Guardian. Aiden on board for the Bahamas.
I see it. I see it was the first name I saw on the news. I say, finally, we got DeAndre Aiden ready to play for the Bahamas, ready to play for home soil, ready to play for the 242, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. Him, Buddy Hill, Kai, listen. These fellas, they actually have professional training. So our team will get professional training, professional insight, professional all the way. So, you know, all of the slacking off that we've done before in the past, that has been rumored that the Bahamian team does in the past, these fellas don't have time for it, man.
Yes. You know,
like, they're doing this thing for the love of country. It's not for the love of money because they're not being paid.
Right.
So I expect big things from our team this year.
Absolutely. Look here, absolutely. And they say this is the best team we've ever put on the board. Now, those three guys, they're good. You know, Kai, good. He posterized that boy. He is good.
Boy, he make Wemby look bad, eh?
They're Wemby. You come to the Bahamas, you get a conch salad on all us, okay? You
know,
you could be vulnerable with us, right?
Conch salad, extra pepper.
Mr. Sawyer, don't forget, we've got players across the world who are also bringing that professional training and discipline to the team.
That is true, but when you talk about the NBA, that's supposed to be the pinnacle. That's supposed to be your final step in terms of your NBA, in terms of your
basketball career.
Greatness. So, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong now. Schoolmate, Gio Bain is playing ball in Japan, and I saw a clip of, I forget this fella's name, man. He was in the Bahamas games, and he rose up in AFI Legion. He played for New Providence, and it was a dunk over a Grand Bahamian. God, I forget his name right now. Mm-hmm. Kino? I think it's Kino.
Listen, let me.
Crazy fast break dunk.
That's Kino Burrows, assist from Dominic Bridgewater.
Yes.
That was a D.W. Davis.
And the Nassauians loved it because, you know, everybody believed only Grand Bahamians could play ball.
Ah, that's what happened. Well, listen. Joining Kai, Aiden, and Buddy, we've got Dominic Bridgewater, Jerron Kino Burrows, Garvin Clark, Kadeem Colby, Rashad Davis, Sammy Hunter, Dan Radnolds, where you been with this name? Lou Rawls, Tum Tum Nairn, Willis Mackey Jr., Franco Miller, Travis Munnings.
Tum Tum back on the court again? Okay, good stuff.
Because does Tum Tum play defense?
Yes.
I had a feeling. It sounds like when you run into him, all you hear is Tum Tum. Yeah. You fall to the ground. Yeah, man, coach.
I think he's going to be a key component of what's the team is like.
Yes.
Yeah. Based on his leadership skills. Okay. Even if he's not on the floor 20, 30 minutes, he's one of the smallest guys on the team who's going to be bringing in the leadership component of the team.
All right. Let's take a small moment. Producer, let's go to that other caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, hi. Good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Answering the question to what they're first.
Yes.
That would be Florence Griffin Joyner.
Yep, it's Flo Jo. Flo Jo, mm-hmm. Still.
Flo Jo, the flashiest back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, right, this is really interesting because normally we sit back and we say, why do these women, why do they always have to feminize? They only run in for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Why the wigs? But in that sports culture, right, because of the training that they did, women's bodies become what some people think of masculinized, right, with all the muscle and the cut edges. And so those women wanted to also express their femininity. And when you're the fastest women in the world, you could do what you want. I'd be honest with you. Who can catch you to stop you? So,
yes.
Listen, you gave the producer your information?
No, I just came straight onto the show.
All right. So hold the line. Don't go anywhere. Producer, please take this caller, get their information, the second winner of the trivia question today.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you very much. Now, listen, who is currently the leading 100-meter runner right now? Still there? Oh. Anyway, let's send a shout out to Shikari Richardson, who has begun to live up to the hype. It's her own hype. It don't matter. Is she living up to it? She told them you could see me. In fact, producer, to end the show, play the song Told You I Was Coming by D the Entertainer. Because Shikari Richardson told us she was coming. And here she is. I also want to send a shout out to Zane Knowles, who's also my cousin, who's playing basketball in Bulgaria. Yeah, and carrying on bad. Yeah, you got highlight reels and all. Carrying on bad. And so, yes, Mr. Sawyer, the NBA is certainly in the global sphere is the pinnacle of all these guys out there. Ooh. And I would argue, Mr. Sawyer, that perhaps there's something specialer to the game because a lot of our talented guys are leading teams in Europe, while in the NBA, our Bahamian guys are playing strong roles on their teams, but not necessarily the team leader.
Correct. Correct. Right. So for the fellas that would come from Europe would bring that aspect and listen, it's no nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, and then the gets and glam of the NBA players letting you know, hey, listen, baby, where you got? And I'm a lady luck smiles at you the correct way. Maybe you too can make it to the NBA. So it's going to be a great mix of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe in our team, and I can't wait to see a game or two, man. I can't wait to see some highlights.
Yeah.
I don't even play in here, so.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see some highlights.
I'm going to read out the details now, and then we're going to move on to some more sports stories. They're going to be playing. The FIBA Olympic pre-qualifying tournaments will be held from August 12th through 20th for 40 teams from Africa, the Americas, Asia, and it's a battle for the 2024 Summer Olympics, and we will be playing our boy. August 14th, we're in Group A with Argentina, Cuba, and Panama. And our first game will be against Cuba on Monday, August the 14th at 6:10 p.m. It's going to be a good one. We got a chance, guys. And now it's up to us, the spectators, the audience. We got to do our part. We got to watch the games. We got to get online. We got to respond politely, respectfully, respond and show up. Producer, I see we got another call on the line. But now it's time to transition to some more stories, and boy, do we have news. We got to say congratulations.
You watched the game?
Oh, wait, you mean the politicians versus pastors game?
Yeah, but you watched the game?
Yeah, I watched the game.
That's the best game I've seen between pastors and politicians ever. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I want to apologize on behalf for my TV, because my TV is squat. I don't know. I just saying, the way that my TV look, the politicians look like they put on a lot of weight since they've been in the Hall of Tweets. Saying that, one of these fluffy politicians opened up the game with a 3-point, but Mr. Sawyer, you saw that, right?
Yeah, man, Shannon hit it from the corner, man. It was a drive and kick, man. It looked NBA-ish.
Yeah, fight.
It was drive and kick. It looked good,
play
boy.
Of the game.
Sweeting.
Yes.
Hit the shot to tie the game, to send the game to overtime.
I telling you.
Man.
Listen,
what a game.
First of all, politicians, I have to say this, especially since we're talking about all these guys in Europe. Y'all are not 3-pointers. Okay? You're punching above your weight. Sweeting and Cartwright, though, they could keep punching.
Yeah.
He was a hooper.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
man. Shannon still hoops, you know, every now and again. He still hoops.
Used to call him Miyagi.
Yeah.
I think it was a family name. Or
no, I remember that. I remember that now.
Yeah, he played at St. Augustine's, actually very, very formidable team. They actually took that team to the Final Four, if I'm remembering correctly. That never happened before.
Wow.
And ever since, they haven't played in Hugh Campbell.
Yeah, so my greatest disappointment was that there were no women players. You're like, y'all don't have women politician, eh? Because
I guess they have basketball and, you know.
I don't understand it because they could throw blows in the house. Are you sure they could throw a basketball across the court? Anyway.
But that's a game whereby, as they get the ball, if you ain't ready to play ball like pastors know how to preach, they know how to pound the Bible, but boy, they can act.
Yeah.
They can act.
I want to say congratulations to Carlos Reed, who won the entire tournament.
There's your age. 3 3-pointers made the entire game out of the 20 he took.
Yeah.
But the last two was crucial.
Yeah, and that's it. The last two were crucial and won the game. It was a great game. Dear politicians, though, next year, y'all get in shape, please.
I want to see more of these, though. Like, that's basketball. Let's see if we could see a softball game. Let's see if we can see a volleyball game. Let's see if we can see some old-fashioned track and field.
I'll take a game of balking. I'll take a game of balking. Pastor's places.
Yeah, man, we can take a game of balking,
Mr. Sawyer, come on. I gotta read through some...
Go on.
I gotta read through some of these stories because our friend Xavier Moss is at it again. This young man will not stop winning. The Eastwood Judo Club experienced action at the U.S. Open Judo Championships at Great Fort Lauderdale, Broward County. Producer, if you could take that call for me. He was joined. Xavier Moss was, Xavier Johnson, Kemuel Sterling, Kalisha Saunders, Tyreek Moss, Kevin Sterling, Kevinik Sterling, Noah Sweeting, Xavier, and then Xavier Johnson. Xavier, one of the top junior judokas in the country, secured the first medal, which was a gold in his category. These guys had a great, strong performance. You could find this story in the Nassau Guardian, the 2nd of August. World Relays set for May 4th through 5th, 2024. And guess what? The Bahamas is going to be hosting the World Relays. The golden baton is going to be handed out. And hopefully, we could keep some of those golden batons in the Bahamas this year. Carifta's 2023 triathlon to be hosted in Nassau in August. Also going to be a hot one, August 26th and 27th. Access to the competition is free, but there will be road closures and road diversions. And remember, somebody stole all of the Ministry of Works detour signs, so you have to rely on your own discernment to figure out how to avoid the traffic. But it's worth it because the young people have been training, they've been preparing. So it don't matter how mash it is, we're going to be responsible adults and we're going to do what's necessary to support our athletes. Another quick story, Caribbean Hoop Fest to bring top NY high school teams to New Providence. Producer, the call's ready? Second call? Good morning, caller.
I know you got to go. It's 11 o'clock.
You see that, eh, Sparky?
Boy, I've been waiting so long, but you know, when you get talk shows, you know, you're talking about the guests. But anyway, good morning, my Miss Lady. How you doing?
I just wanted to inform you, you know, you don't answer your texts and things that I send you. You give me your number, but you don't answer.
That's because I was a bad woman's partner.
Yeah, man.
That's why none of these men would marry me.
We need to have a law against you, something.
Against me entirely?
You're doing a lot of things wrong.
I mean, you could have a law against me, but you got to have a law for me. I like balance.
You break a lot of laws to yourself. You don't be talking about all this running the red light. And you just run a lot of things wrong. They say, anyway, I'm just calling and let you know. But yes. You know what I got around here?
Yeah.
You know them thing, but it's called the Russell pair?
Yeah.
People don't know what the Russell pair name. You know, baby, it's called a bottleneck.
Yeah.
I got two trees of them around here. Full. I look here. I guarantee I can send you a picture. They over 12 inch long.
Listen, come
one out. One fella pulled up here yesterday with one truck.
Yeah.
And one pickle. They showed the tree so high.
Wait, Sparky, you know I like avocado bad.
But you can make hairdressing to them.
Avocado
and
oil.
The fella pull up
skin.
In the truck.
Yeah.
And he bring one picker. The thing so high.
Did you invite him?
Well, see, how I did it was my yard took full of trees.
No, what I'm saying is, did you know he was coming to pick your avocado?
No, I didn't know. See what happened? He'd been watching it.
Ah.
See, what happened is, well, see, I did one thing.
Sparky, well, I gotta go.
Yeah, my yard full of trees. I plant them outside. Yeah. They're over 12 inches long.
Sparky, listen, rowing is supposed to be the Bahamas' national sport. I don't know. It's supposed to be rowing. As we leave the show, guys, the Women's World Cup has gone into the round of 16. Jamaica's made it through. Nigeria's made it through. Haiti didn't make it through. They won 9 out of 21 games this season. Unfortunately, they were blocked from the round of 16 by Denmark on Tuesday with a 2-0 loss. But the reggae girls at 43, they've made it through, and they will be playing Colombia coming up
King
in the next.
King Carl, the reggae girls on the field, kicking the ball.
Listen.
It'll be a good match.
Jamaica brought an end to Brazil's dreams this year. A 0-0 loss. Brazil, we apologize on behalf of the Caribbean. We are still friends. We are still cousins. Now, to the Mirror Mentorship Program, thank you guys for joining us. Everybody, just say your name and say a word before we go.
Melissa Allen Maynard, I just want to definitely say thank you to our title sponsors, Atlantis. You made our dream a reality.
Absolutely. Caden?
Caden Jones, thank you all for tuning in.
Olin Smith, absolutely fantastic time here.
Kojo?
Yeah, Dorian Missick, God bless.
Don't worry, I can put two, three punches on him for Luke Cage. For Luke, madam.
Rowena Poitier Sutherland, want to say thank you to Kai Jones' organization. He supported us. That's right. KJ Worldwide and the Jordan brand. We appreciate you. Thank you for making dreams come true.
And thank you for posterizing that boy for the 50th Independence Golden Jubilee.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't forget that.
Mrs. Sawyer, thank you for joining us. Now you go back and you have fun on your fun day here.
Yes, I shall.
Absolutely.
I shall.
Shout out to Sydney at Cafe Johnny Canoe. He is a superhero. He knows what he does. And to all the wonderful staff at that establishment. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with CA.
You guys have a great holiday week.
Yes. Emancipate yourself by loving somebody holistically. There you go. Have a great weekend, guys.
There you go.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.